Why do the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing against the Lord? Why do the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing against the Lord? The Bible says God will put them in derision. He will laugh at them. They say, let us cast off our bands and cords and nets. They want to be free from Yahweh. They want to speak bad about Yahweh, the God of Israel. They want to speak bad about Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now, how crazy is that, people? The God of Israel, who created all things, they want to speak bad about. They think that Yahweh and Lucifer are brothers. That's how vain their imaginations have become. They actually are looking for a Neo who can overcome the Archons. When God revealed the code to me, somehow or another they knew in the spirit realm, so they sent a bunch of witches and Wiccans and coders and gematria people. They sent them all to my channel to try to pull me into Luciferianism. They didn't realize I was saved. God just revealed the code, and so he allowed me to break them. My code breaks their code. Their code is a hill of beans, you know. They might have pieces of the code. It always questioned. I thought, they're Luciferian, but they do have little slithers of the code, right? And it's just like the Bible. There's pieces and fractals and stuff that they put together as a whole. So they're going to see little slices, but they're going to worship that slice. Instead of pointing to Jesus, they point to themselves. The devil might give them a little bit of the code, creation code, which all points back to Jesus. You're actually in a 3D version of the Bible. When God writes on the tablet of your heart, it's no different than if you were in Samaria and you were writing on clay tablets. You took a stylus and wrote on some clay tablets. You were writing a story, right? So God is writing a story. Every day, he's writing a story on the tablets of the human's hearts. The tablets of the human heart. God is writing a story, and each person, doesn't matter if they're saved or unsaved, they're fulfilling the story, because it's the same story every day. It's a repeat. It's the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So the negative part of the story is Jesus had to die, but the positive part is he rose from the dead. And so the Antichrist system is death. A third of the angels fell. Why is it a third? Because Jesus died at 33 when he was down here walking in this Clado land. And also, you sleep 8 hours a day as a third of your day. Is this type of shadow of death. So the angels fell, a third of them. You sleep, which is a type of dying every day. You sleep a third of your day. Death, 33%, a third of the angels, because Jesus had to go to the cross at 33. So it's a script. And they're mad because some of them realize they're in a script and they hate it. They hate that they're in God's program, just like the devil hated they're in God's program, that he was in God's program, and he wanted to rebel against God, the Jezebel spirit. The devil hates the fact that he's a piece cut off and in God's script, and he has no control like he thought he had, you know. Because it is written. If it's written, and your fundamental Baptist will say, his word is forever written in heaven. And so then you say, well, his word is written in 5D. and on 2D, then you're walking it out in 3D, so you're predestined. And they'll fight against it, even though Ephesians 1 says the predestination of the saint. God had written it down. Now, you do have to believe. You do have to enter in by faith. That's your part, faith. But God already knew before you got saved that you were going to get saved. And once you get saved, you've been saved in eternity past, eternity future. And so the script is written, your script, scripture. It's not a coincidence that it sounds like that. That's not a. There's no coincidences in the matrix, the creation, the story. His story, history, his T-ori, his cross-ori, having to do with his cross. Moment by moment by moment by moment every day. It's not a coincidence, people. It's all been written. It's all been scripted. You're in the story, and the gifts of the Spirit that you have, God gave you to be able to write down in this 3D script your role. That's why a scroll is called a role. It's your, and that's why a role... Actors do these roles. You know, one of my favorite series was the Jessica Jones series, and you know, the Jessica Jones character, I thought that's a great character. But in the real world, she's one of these liberals that she kisses everybody's feet. In the Jessica Jones series, she don't kiss nobody's feet. Now she's kissing everybody's feet. She just attached. It's all about money. She says what the producers tell her to say and tweets what the producers tell her to tweet. And so it proves that the actors are just actors. Their roles have nothing to do with their who they really are, but when God, and so that's how the lost are, the unsaved. But when God gives you the Spirit of truth and writes in your character, your role is true. Your role is right. But the unsaved, their role is hypocrisy. They're fake. So these actors, what you find out with these actors is they're all fake as all get out. They just act. It's an act. And so just like the unsaved are fake, the actors are fake, their roles are fake. But when you get saved, you get the Spirit of God, you are genuine. So your genuineness comes from truth, and it's truth in the inward man. So as you renew your mind in the inner man, you become more genuine in the script down here, in your role. You become genuine. And I thought that's a shame that somebody can play a character in a movie that doesn't put up with a bunch of junk and lies. But then in the real world, they believe the lies of the system. That's totally sad. It's really sad. But so you see it in actors. You see it in your life, around people around you, as you're walking in your life in this repeat program. You see it. You have the genuine and you have the fake. And the fake are the lost. The fake are the goats. The fake is the whole system. The whole system is underneath the wicked one. And if the whole system's underneath the wicked one, you know that pretty much everybody around you, unless they're saved, is fake, you know. And you put no confidence in the flesh. You put confidence in God. You don't trust chariots and horses and man and stuff and systems. You trust God. This new liberal thing that they're trying to do. See, instead of censorship by the government, they're using the liberal left to censor you. Oh, you can't say this, or if you say this, you got to be kicked off of social media. You got to lose your job because you believe this certain way or whatever. They're using censorship from the people on social media. The government don't even have to censor you. they've manipulated the minds of the people that the people are using censorship. Now, how crazy is that? The very people that wanted to speak their truth attack you if you speak your truth. And I hate to even say their truth or your truth, but you know what I mean. That's the terminology they use. It's hypocrisy to the hilt.